advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody to the show. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. When you hear somebody drop off, jump on here. If you have a question or a comment or a complaint or whatever you have, we'd love to talk to you about gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever. This hour is brought to you by the Organic Club of America. It is most of our website's free. Our newsletter's free. There's all kinds of information. We've got tons of free information. But there is one place that costs a little bit of money, not a lot at all, especially for what you get, and it's the Organic Club of America. Seminars are there, answers on a priority basis, seeds from my garden when available. And we've got some inland sea oats right now, and as I was mentioning to a caller in the previous hour, if you join for, I think it's 2 years, I'm not sure what it is, maybe it'd be just a year, but whatever it is, it explains it on the site. You get a copy of the book, The Organic Manual. So love to have you join. If you go to dirtdoctor.com, over on the left-hand side of the page, you'll see a round green button that says Organic Club of America in the center of it. Click on that and you'll see all the information that you need. The dog that we talked about in the first hour, I wanted to mention one more time. You guys have been great. We've gotten three dogs placed this past week, and that's terrific. The one for this week, I think her name was Lady. I don't know what I did with the sheet of paper to have it. I'll pull it up and make sure. But if you go to the SPCA button on our website, SPCA dog of the week is shown there, the picture, and she is available, and she's great. She's a Shar-Pei mix and really cool looking. And if you go to the SPCA down near downtown Dallas, you can meet her and love to help get her a new home. Back to the phones. Snake Man is first up this hour. Hello, Daryl.
Greetings. How are you, Howard?
You know, I was going to call you for two things. We still need to go to that place that we've been talking about forever. You need to remind me. And then the other thing is we have a gigantic water snake in our koi pond, and I'm a little worried about my little turtles. Will they eat turtles?
Generally speaking, it's not a preferred meal. It's a hard thing to digest.
Yeah, and I would think so.
Kind of a hard thing to swallow. The bigger the turtle, the less likely, the better the food supply of other stuff like smaller fish, the less likely, you know. So, throw him some minnows or something. I don't know. That'll keep your turtle safe. The only other option is to get a good pair of tongs and extract him. The trick to using tongs on a water snake in a water feature or a pond or any of that is that you lay along the water's edge with the tongs, you know, in the water, and you lay there very, very still for a long time, and you wait for the snake to make the move.
Until he shows up, huh?
Yeah, it's all his entire visual acuity is keyed on motion. So if he doesn't see you, I mean, because a water snake doesn't have any heat sensing pits, he can't see your heat signature. So if you ain't moving, you ain't nothing. You're just, you know, you're something on the side of the water.
Okay.
And it's just a matter of getting the tongs into place to sort of grab him and say, okay, you know, you're going elsewhere. And you grab him by the middle. The tongs I recommend are called Gentle Giant. They're actually a really awesome thing to own anyway, because they they're great for, you know, the softball under the bush or the frisbee on the roof or the sock that fell behind the dryer.
Mm-hmm, okay.
You know, they're kind of like the tongs that old people used to get stuff off a high shelf, but a whole lot better made. You'll spend about $100, but there's a lot of places in this. Well, I would never live anywhere in this country without a pair, but I really think it should be in every tool shed next to the rake and the shovel. And you shouldn't use the rake or the shovel on the snake. All you got to do is grab him gently by the middle, pick him straight up, set him straight down into a tall trash can, and now he's helpless.
He can't crawl up the slides.
Yeah. You know.
Yeah. Okay. So, well, I may have to do that, or I may get you to help me with it. The problem with ours is we have planting all around it, and there's not a real convenient place to lay, but it can probably be done. I hate to hurt him, but I don't want to see the our little guys injured either. You bring up a good point. I'm not seeing as many Gambusia as normal. I wonder if he eats a lot of those little guys.
Yeah, that would be my guess.
Yeah, okay, all right.
That would be my guess. Yeah, people always, you know, they say, well, I'm upset that I have this snake in this water feature. And I'm like, you created a place for him. You created hiding spaces around a natural water supply, and you put food in it. And you don't want that part of the food chain to show up. This is as natural as, you know, putting out certain kinds of bushes that the hummingbirds come to.
Yeah. Well, last year, we had two of them in there, and we might still. And we didn't notice any of the little goldfish. We have the big koi, and we have little goldfish that are probably 5 or 6 inches long now or something. I didn't see any of them disappear. So I guess they were eating frogs. We didn't hear as many of the serenades at night as normal. So I think they were feeding on frogs.
That's probably so. Interesting.
Yeah. All right, what you got?
Circle of life. Circle of life. Oh, yeah, well, the thing I called about was we talked about this. We touched on it a little bit before, and I'm learning more about it, and I'm getting very intrigued about the whole concept. The very best reason to let us grow hemp, I mean, besides the fact that we're starting to allow either medicinal or even in some states now recreational cannabis use, I am more interested in the hemp plant, which is, while it's the same thing, it's you know, it's not really psychoactive at all.
Right.
But it not only can create more building material per acre than trees can, but it grows back in a year or two, which trees can't begin to do. And if that is the only, it used to be against the law in this country not to grow hemp if you had enough land.
Interesting. Well, I'm for it. I have no problem with it at all. I think it fits into kind of the category of bamboo. You know, it's just totally renewable and easy to grow and all that kind of thing, and a wonderful building material.
Well, the other thing that's intriguing about it is that the ingredient, the more research gets done about what is the most medicinal thing about medicinal cannabis, it's actually one of the cannabinoids that is not one of, it's of the three, it's one of the two that does not get you high. It's called cannabidiol, and it's actually found more densely in the leaf material than in the flower, which, of course, any sort of, you know, in Colorado, what you're buying, of course, is flower if you go to one of those shops. So but the leaf material contains more of what turns out to be a whole lot more medicinal than THC. And it also turns out that completely non-psychotropic hemp has a pretty fair amount of cannabidiol in its leaf, too. And that might be, you know, this could be the plant that saved the planet, you know.
Well, you're in charge of all this, so you keep it going.
Okay. Good to talk to you, my friend.
All right. See you soon. Let's get together on that other thing.
By all means, call me.
All right. Let's see what Doug is up to in Hearst, Texas. Hey, Doug.
Hey. Hi, Howard. I have a large tree in my backyard. I wish I knew what it was. I think it's a maple. It has 5 lobes on the leaves.
Okay. It could be a maple or it could be a sweet gum. Does it have fruit?
It's definitely not a sweet gum.
Okay.
I know what a sweet gum is.
All right.
But I don't know if it's a, I hope it's a maple. I don't know how good they are. Or do they?
Depends on what kind of maple it is. If it's a silver maple, it's a fairly short-lived or real short-lived tree that's got a lot of built-in problems.
Yeah.
If it's some of the other maples, they're pretty good trees.
I think that's what this is, because I see a lot of them in the neighborhood, and mine has a lot of dead branches.
Yeah, that sounds what it is.
Yeah, it's pretty mature. It's very mature. Anyway, I got up in it. I was trimming some of the dead branches out, and there was a where a branch had been, they didn't prune it very well, and it's like a cavity, like almost like a cup. And I don't know how long it's been that way, but it's, you know, just been collecting water and dirt, and it's rotted out. I don't know. Well, I took it down as far as I could, just by looking at some stuff on the internet, and suggested to, cut it down and take as much of the rotted wood out as possible, and then make a like a V and let it drain.
Well, you need to look at other websites, Doug. None of that's a good thing to do. What you should have done is just leave it alone, and the cavity will form a barrier inside and protect itself. But you need to do the whole sick tree treatment, which is explained on our website. Let me put you on hold, and I'll tell you about it off the air. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, will be back right after this. Don't go away. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor here, and I am making a change in my pet food recommendations to Victor Pet Foods. Besides having grain-free products, all Victor formulations are free of wheat, corn, soy, and gluten, and they're naturally preserved with no toxins, flavors, or colors. Victor is loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, prebiotics, and probiotics. My dogs Carmen and Tater love the change. I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store and go to victordogfood.com. That's victordogfood.com.
Did you know that two of the top five most prescribed drugs in this country are for digestive disorders? It's a fact. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist. One of the questions I'm most frequently asked is how to relieve and eliminate digestive discomfort. Many people don't realize that indigestion, heartburn, bloating, or gas are often caused by a bacterial imbalance in the GI tract. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics exclusive formula delivers a live, viable blend of beneficial bacteria directly to the source of your discomfort, relieving uncomfortable symptoms. I recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics for healthy digestion and overall good health because it's backed by 25 years of research. This exclusive formula improves digestive pH and helps you regain bacterial balance by correcting the root cause of digestive issues. I encourage you to discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Crazy water is so good and good for you, it's crazy. Crazy water is what I drink, and you should too. Deep underground, Mother Nature infuses crazy water with the perfect mix of over 11 dissolved minerals for the health of your body. You can get all the crazy water you need at HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Go to drinkcrazywater.com and find a store in your area. That's drinkcrazywater.com. Crazy water, so good, it's crazy.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant, like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
I'm always working to find new and better organic products. One of the companies that helps me in that regard is the Medina Corporation in Hondo, Texas. They've been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building longer than anybody in the business. Medina produces fertilizers and soil amendments, both in liquid and dry formulations that work by stimulating the soil biology to help all crops. Whether growing landscape plants, herbs, vegetables, grasses, or trees, Medina has the products to help you budget wisely, effectively increase production, and treat the environment right. There's a new prilled organic fertilizer called Growing Green Premium Lawn Food that I recommend you try. The commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus is also made by Medina, and it's available in all sizes, quarts, gallons, barrels, and even large totes. Remember to ask for Medina. The website's medinaag.com. You'll find the Medina label at all hardware, nursery, and feed stores that sell organic products.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back with you. And we were talking about trees a little bit off the air there. And for those of you who aren't familiar with the tree recommendations we have, they're pretty easy to find. All the formulas that we use, the sick tree treatment, the tree trunk goop that is used to treat any kind of wound on the trunks or limbs of trees, the formula for that is all under the word guides on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. And just like we were talking off the air just now, cavities are something that are often caused by improper pruning. One of the improper pruning recommendations that's unfortunately still out there is that there are people who recommend making flush cuts. Well, a flush cut is extremely bad. What it does is that it cuts off the branch collar. It's a swelling. If you look at most any tree and where the limb connects to the trunk or a limb connects to another limb, you'll see kind of this bunched up material there. Then that's the collar, and that's part of the bigger limb or the trunk. It's not part of the limb that you're cutting away. And that's why it's so destructive to move your saw in where you're literally cutting flush to the trunk. When you do that, you're cutting into the trunk of the tree. That's why it's bad. And when you do that, it's almost inevitable that there will be a cavity formed at that point. I've seen parks and golf courses and landscape projects a lot where there's cavities all over the place in the trees, and it's just from these flush cuts. And it's a term that I don't know how it got started being used. It was just a misconception, I guess. But it's always better to make a cut of a tree farther out than too close. If you leave a little bit of a stub, that it's not ideal, but generally it'll just die and decay and go back and to the right point. If you look at trees in the forest, or just any tree in the wild that has lost a limb for whatever reason, it was shaded out or something happened and it died, look at where it dies back to, and you'll be greatly surprised how far that branch collar sticks out from the trunk. And you kind of keep that in mind. We've got good pictures on dirtdoctor.com about all this stuff in the library and under trees and all that. But it's just kind of common sense. Where you lay your saw into the joint to make the cut, it will tend to be a little too close. And so you move it out so you protect that branch collar. And you can see it's very distinctive on certain trees, and on other trees it's not. And it's very important on fruit trees, shade trees, little ornamental trees, any kind of trees. And make that cut out. And then the other thing is that you'll notice that the branch collar will almost always stick out a little farther at the bottom of the limb than at the top, which means that your cut, to make the proper cut, your saw will move at an angle out as it goes down to make a proper cut. In the branch collar, some people will tell you, you know, you leave a 16th of an inch. Well, on a big limb, that means you've cut way into the branch collar. A branch collar on a big limb that's 4 inches to out to, you know, 8 or 10 or 12 or bigger, that branch collar may stick out 4 or 5 inches on the bottom of the limb, and it'll be out a fair amount on the top as well. So it's a simple thing. Just look at the pictures, and you'll catch on to it instantly. Dale in Waco is next up. Hey, Dale.
Good morning, sir.
What can I do for you?
Well, I think spring is here. We had a 35-degree day here about the middle of the week.
I know it. It's been crazy, hasn't it? Just like a roller coaster.
Listen, this winter was pretty hard. I got an olive tree out front. It's been there about 7 years. It's about 10 foot tall. It V's as it comes out of the ground. It's got two big limb coming straight up. One of those has died. It's dead. Okay, back to pruning. How do I cut that? How close down into the ground? What do I do? Do I cut it at an angle? Do I shear it off? It's got to go.
Well, Dale, I tell you, I would have recommended that you take one of those co-dominant branches off, even if it had still been alive and healthy. Because when you've got that V and them jammed together at the bottom, it's going to cause a problem at some point. So what I would do is this. I'd take some soil away from the base and kind of overexpose it so you can see where the one that has died connects to either the other dominant.
Get as close to where it's living.
Yeah, cut. Just try the secret is to cut the dead off as far as you can and not get into damaging any good tissue. And the first thing I would do is overexpose it so you can really see what's going on down in there. And you can do it by hand. Go to a hardware store or to a farm store and buy a horse brush, real stiff horse brush, and just get down and by hand brush the soil away from the trunk so you can see what's going on. Take the dead one out, leave the flare dramatically exposed, and your olive tree will do pretty well. I think olive trees might produce some fruit in Waco. Here in Dallas, they'll grow and look okay, but it's too cold for any fruit production.
Well, I picked this thing up about 7 years ago when I was just getting started playing around with gardening and stuff, and this little 1 gallon thing. And,
they're pretty trees. They're nice ornamental trees. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's done good, but this winter was hard on it, and I just kind of let it go. That's why it's flaring the way it
did. Did you have something else?
I did.
Let me help put you on hold, and we'll talk right after this if you can hang around. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. Website's dirtdoctor.com.
The Texas Organic Research Center is a nonprofit research institute focused on natural organic programs in gardening, landscape management, and agribusiness. TORC's mission is to show that organics work better than chemical approaches, saves money, and helps us enjoy healthier lives. The Texas Organic Research Center needs your support. Go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the Texas Organic Research Center logo on the homepage to contribute. Your contribution is tax deductible. Please donate to make our world better today. Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by learning from and purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural, organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping, delicious, healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about the books on DirtDoctor.com and find them in your favorite bookstore.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash. Dust if necessary with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
You know it's important to maintain healthy cholesterol levels. But did you know that keeping your blood pressure in a healthy range is just as important for good heart health? Without healthy circulation, oxygen and vital nutrients can't be delivered to your body. And elevated blood pressure can put stress on your veins and arteries, leading to serious heart conditions. But here's the good news. There are things you can do right now to encourage healthy blood pressure. One of the easiest is to take Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. A recent published clinical study suggests that taking Kyolic supports healthy blood pressure and can mean better circulation throughout your body. And now, Kyolic has created Formula 109, a unique supplement with other natural ingredients to help relax and support healthy blood pressure. Taking Kyolic Formula 109 every day as part of a heart-smart lifestyle is the easy, all-natural way to keep you in circulation. Available everywhere fine nutritional supplements are sold. Visit Kyolic.com or call 1-800-421-2998 for a free sample today. 1-800-421-2998. Have you had your Kyolic today?
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit HowardGarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we were talking to Dale, and Waco had one other question. What was it, Dale?
Well, Howard, just two quick ones. Spinach, it has started to bolt. I mean, it's done, right? I just need to forget it. I can't stay ahead of those seed heads. I keep trying to cut them off. I should just give up on it.
Well, once they bolt, yeah, you just throw them in the compost pile there. Once it gets hot, that happens. That's natural.
You're right. Yeah, I didn't know if I could head it off by trying to stay ahead of those seeds.
Not really. It's totally okay. about the weather.
That's the weather. Okay, carrots. When do you pick those things? I have pulled back around the heads trying to figure out if they're ripe or not.
Whenever you want to. Dig down in there and see how big they are, and if you're ready to eat them at that size, you dig them. If not, leave them a little bit longer. If you leave them too long, they'll tend to get a little bit hard and sometimes crack open and everything. That's the only downside of leaving them too long.
All right.
Okay.
You know, it's gardening 101.
That's
Howard,
right. Get to work. See you later.
Okay, bye.
Olivia, thanks. You've held forever. I appreciate it. What's up?
Hello. Yes, I've got a red oak tree, and in March of 2012, it developed this big, long slash down the trunk. It was a vertical line, and it was all black, like somebody had burned it, and on the other side of the trunk, there was a smaller black line, and I had a professional tree company come and treat it at that time. Now, here it is, like 2 years later, and part of the black slash on the front of the trunk is still there, And the arborist came out and looked at it again. He said, well, the tree is doing fine. It's healthy. It's leafed out. And he really didn't have any other recommendations. He said they could do a deep fertilization, but he didn't say it would help it any.
Well, that's a term that is used by the tree care industry, and I've used it myself in the past. I don't like it because what you need to fertilize when you fertilize a tree is the surface roots, which isn't deep. You know, it's shallow. What caused the cracks in the first place? Did he give you any indication about that?
No, when they treated it, they put these vials sort of in the flare at the bottom of the trunk, and the paper I got, it had some kind of fungal and big, long Latin names on it. But then I remarked that, well, maybe it was lightning. So,
well, it could have been. You can have some sun scald damage. It normally doesn't do just a single slash like you're explaining this. And if a tree's growing really fast and it's aggressively growing, it can crack. But this sounds like a bigger deal. Do you have a digital camera or a phone? You can send me a photograph of it?
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
Why don't you send it to me? Send it to howard@dirtdoctor.com, and I'll take a look over, or info. If you send it to info, it'll go to more people, and I'll make sure that I get it. Send it to info@dirtdoctor.com.
Okay.
And I'll take a look at it. Probably what I'd recommend, Olivia, is not to stick those vials in the trunk anymore, but to continue to expose the trunk if it's not just really dramatically exposed. Treat the wounds with the formula that we call tree trunk goop. And it's explained under guides on the homepage of the website.
Okay.
And let's just take I'd like to take a gander at it. And are you using organic fertilizers?
Yes, yes.
Okay, good. Keep doing that. And if the foliage looks okay, I think it'll probably heal up and be fine. It may already be that way.
Okay. Well, you know, my concern was when they first said that they treated it, they said it would heal right away. Well, many of the inches, I'd say about maybe 7 or 10 inches of it, did close up and heal because the slash went down the whole length of the tree trunk. But the slash now, the arborist put his knife in it. I mean, that's how deep it is. And it's all black around it like it was at first. It's just that.
Okay.
Because
wounds in trees don't heal. They just simply callus over. They compartmentalize, and the tree builds around the wound. It doesn't actually heal. So are you seeing some of the callusing trying to build and form and cover it up?
Well, that's what I've seen starting like at the top of the trunk, like about 10 inches or so. It did do that.
Okay, good. Close well, it up. Sounds like things are going the right direction. Send me a picture of it, and I'll be able to see if I can make any more recommendations for you.
Okie doke.
I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Let's go to Mason in Allen, who's also been holding a long time. Hi, Mason.
Morning.
What's up?
I have got some salvia bushes that are being attacked by those four-lined bugs.
Four-line plant bug. It's a pretty little bug, but it does a lot of damage, doesn't it?
Yeah, they poke a lot of holes.
What kind of salvia is it?
Well, it's a bush. It's a shorter bush.
Okay,
sure.
It's a salvia, a garden, a vegetable, a herb salvia, or just an ornamental plant?
It's an ornamental.
Okay. Well, the four-line plant, it's actually a bug, is not a beetle, but it's a damaging little thing that for everybody out there. It looks more like a disease on the plant than insect damage. It's kind of hard to handle, but I think the very best thing for the four-line plant bug is to spray garlic pepper tea. And unfortunately, one of the few commercial versions of garlic pepper tea was taken off the market by the EPA in their infinite wisdom, even though it's totally non-toxic. So about all that you can do is make it yourself, and my formula is on the website, dirtdoctor.com, and you can make your own version there. So spraying that as a repellent and putting some garlic, dry garlic, or one of the commercial products that contains garlic on the soil around the plant. Best thing in the world for that little bug.
Okay. All right.
And if you can catch them, squash them.
All right. Thank you.
I appreciate your call. It's a you. We've got good pictures on dirtdoctor.com of it. When you look at a plant and it has little brown spots all over it or black, look at the backside of the leaves. It's an elusive little bug. It moves around fast, and they're kind of hard to see, but it's a beautiful bug. It's bright red belly, and then on the back it has yellow and black stripes. Let's see if Sherry Herrera DeFry would have any other suggestions for that pretty little beast.
Well, you know, there are all kinds of suggestions. It's buggy out there, Howard.
Are you seeing a lot of insect problems? I'm not getting calls about too many right now.
Well, in different parts of the country, of course, from your neck of the woods, it's hopper. You know, we see a lot of hoppers hopping your way, let's just put it that way. A lot of requests for our Nosema Lucusti product, but around the country we're seeing a lot of the bugs just popping up. A lot of aphids, a lot of mites, thrips. Not a lot of whitefly right now, but just the, you know, your basic bugs that are starting to come out. And
what are y'all's main recommendations on the four-line plant bug and other similar bugs like stink bugs?
You know, if we can get them early enough, the green lacewing do a great job. You know, the green lacewing are general predators, and, you know, they pretty much go after anything. Now, I'm talking about egg stages, and so that's the thing. Most people aren't paying attention to the egg stages. You know, they're already adults or juvenile stages, and then they start doing their damage. So, you know, I sort of think it's a good idea to get the green lacewings out there almost on a prophylactic basis, because there are other things out there, and
they help with a lot of pests.
They'll help with everything.
Do you put them out early when first leaves are coming out, kind of like I recommend for trichogramma and nematodes?
Exactly. Okay. That's exactly the way to do it. And, you know, I mean, there's going to be something out there for them to chew on. The egg stage is the easiest way to get them out there. And, you know, you just sprinkle them out, and they start as soon as they start to hatch, you just sprinkle them out, and they will pretty much attack just about anything that they come in contact with. It's quite amazing. You know, we grow them here at the insectary, and I mean, we play, if you will, you know, just seeing what kinds of things they will eat. And I mean, everything from fly eggs, fly parasites, assassin bug eggs. I mean, it's very interesting to see, you know, what they will consume, and they are really multi-purpose. So that's
and they're beautiful little flies too.
Aren't they amazing?
What do you guys recommend for slugs and snails? Do you have do y'all do the sluggo, or do you do something else?
Nope, we do sluggo.
Are you worried about heavy metals in that product at all? That's the only thing I've ever scratched my head about a little bit.
You know, it's there's not much in there. It's quite mild. We have traps also that
we
recommend. And then depending on, where people live, we can also recommend the predatory snails, the Ruminia decollata. So I think that they're allowed in Texas.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
so,
we've got them native
there.
Here, and they do a good job. How can people contact Arbico?
Arbico-Organics, Arbico-Organics with an S, or 800-SOS-BUGS. That's 800-827-2847, 800-SOS-BUGS.
That's a great phone number.
Well, no one ever forgets it. That's the good news. Anyway, give us a call for those of you who have any questions about bugs or, you know, how to prevent and protect and control. We are ready for your call. So,
Sherry, thank you very much.
We'll thank you, Howard. Bye-bye.
And Richard has been holding a long time in Denison, Texas. Hi, Richard.
Hi, Howard. I saw some grass seed advertised on the television. It's called Grassology.
Yep.
Would that be worthwhile to try to plant?
Nope.
Okay, thank you. One more thing. Decomposed granite they sell locally by the yard, but it's really heavy. I mean, it's like gravel. It's not small. What kind of amendment do you put on a pasture like decomposed granite? How would you buy that?
Well, you could buy, first of all, just so everybody's not thinking I was just being smart aleck, the grassology thing is a mix of cool season grasses, bluegrass, fescue, and maybe rye. And it wouldn't be any good for anything other than the south for overseeding in the fall. And in the north, it'd be a lot better for people to, you know, buy the individual grasses. Decomposed granite can be put out with a large equipment. Tell you what, and rather than rushing, can you hang on a minute?
Yeah.
All right, don't go away, and we'll talk about that in a little more detail. Putting out rock materials on land right after this. Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists, or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
BioSI is a leading manufacturer of microbial products that help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops. BioSI products loosen the soil, improve fertilizer and water efficiency, and help reduce diseases in crops. For growers, BioSI's stubble digester helps reduce crop residue and prepares your field for next season's growth. Apply it today on fields that have too much debris. BioSI's lawn and garden products are now available at Tractor Supply. So contact BioSI at 866-393-4786 or at BioSITechnology.com.
Let me tell you about a great new eco-friendly alternative to fish oil, Chia Omega. New from our friends at Essential Formulas, the Dr. O'Hara's probiotic folks. Chia Omega is an all-natural, plant-based omega-3 line of supplements made from chia seed oil. The richest and most sustainable natural source of ALA omega-3 on the planet, even more than fish or flax. So ask for Chia Omega at fine health food retailers starting this month and don't accept a substitute. Chia Omega, good for you and good for the planet.
When gardening is part of your life, it brings so much. Healthy eating, the freshest, most local produce, and playing in the dirt. At BonniePlants.com, you'll find all you need to succeed. When you grow Bonnie veggie and herb plants in beds or containers, you'll know where your food comes from. Homegrown veggies and herbs ready for cooking, eating, and enjoying. And you did it. So get growing with Bonnie Plants.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
I have for years advised homeowners about pet health as well as landscaping, gardening, and pest control. And I'm making a change in my dog and cat food recommendations. There are many good pet foods on the market, and we have promoted some of the very best, but Victor is the dog food that I feed my dogs now, and the pet food that you will hear me talking about on my radio show and DirtDoctor.com. The formulas that I will focus on are the grain-free ones, but none of the Victor products contain wheat, corn, soy, or gluten, and they've been naturally preserved with no toxins, fake flavors, or colors. But they are loaded with vitamins, minerals, enzymes, probiotics, and prebiotics, along with other healthy ingredients. My dogs Carmen and Tater like the change, and I feel strongly that you will too. Ask for Victor in your favorite pet or feed store, and for information, go to victordogfood.com or email me by clicking on the Ask Howard button on our homepage. That's victordogfood.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. If you haven't visited our Facebook, take a look. A bunch of interesting things there. I don't always keep up with answering all the questions that are there. I'm a little bit behind. I'll try to. That's one way to go. info@dirtdoctor.com is another way to go. But to go to our Facebook, you just go to facebook.com/thedirtdoctor. And we've got always some interesting things I think you'll enjoy going on there. Let's go back to Richard in Denison. Richard, on putting out any kind of a gravel material or a rock material like lava sand or decomposed granite or any of those kind of things, one of the best ways to go is called a lime spreader, because those products will bridge in the spreader pretty badly, but the lime spreaders are easily available to rent or hire somebody to come over and put it out for you.
Now, did you say a lawn spreader?
Lime, L-I-M-E. And they are designed so that they're sloped on the sides, so the material slides down easily. And I think some of them have some kind of a rotary device or a vibrating device on the back side, so it helps to fling helps to keep it from bridging and fling the material out wide.
I see. Well, this granite, this decomposed granite they have here, some of the pieces are almost as big as a golf ball.
Well, that's pretty rough stuff. I haven't seen any that's that heavy a texture. That's not anything bad for your agricultural land, but getting some that's a little finer texture would be a lot easier to distribute and be better for the health of the soil too.
Okay.
Lava sand is very uniform. It's one of the things about it, so you might want to look into going that route too. Azomite is a rock material that we recommend. That's a good one too. Might be a little bit more costly. You buy it in bags. So there's several different opportunities there, and you can look at rock materials on our website and get some other ideas also.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate the call. Let's go to Arizona, Dewey, Arizona, and talk to Larry. Hi, Larry.
Hello, Howard.
What's up?
planted a lot of green bean seed and sweet corn seed yesterday, and my soil is tremendously dry. How do I control, or how much moisture do I need to put on that seed bed to create germination?
Well, it would have been best to catch a rain, and I know that's not always possible, or to irrigate it and have some moisture in there before you planted the seed. Now that you've done it the other way, you're just going to need to get enough moisture out there to get germination, and you're just going to have to put it out any way you can. One of the things, that, just to follow up with the previous caller, that will help hold moisture in the soil at just the right level for a long period of time, as well as anything, is lava sand. Lava sand has an incredible ability to just take, you know, grab moisture right out of the air, even if it's fairly dry climate. The lava sand will help a lot. The other thing that will help is dry molasses. You can. One of the reasons that I got into recommending molasses in the first place, there was a guy listening to one of my talks one day, one of the holistic resource management meetings, I think is what it was, and I was giving him my usual talk, and I was waxing eloquent about how molasses can be used in bed preparation and to stimulate biological activity and yada, yada, yada. And when I got through, I went to have lunch, and I sat down by a guy that was in the audience. I'd seen him there, a cowboy kind of a guy. And I introduced myself to him, and he was some PhD soil specialist type guy. And I said, well, that's interesting. I said, what'd you think about my talk? You got any problems with anything? He said, no. He said, one of the ways that you can show people what molasses will do, you can go into a desert situation, just desert sandy soil, and write your name or your initials with molasses and come back a couple of days later or, you know, a week later or whatever, and there will be plants growing, you know, in your name. That it's got this hydroscopic ability to pull the moisture out of the air, stimulate biological activity, and create a fertility situation. So I would say lava sand and some kind of sugar probably your best bets, other than just watering enough to get the seed to germinate and get started at all.
Yeah. Well, I did water real heavy before I planted a day or so.
Well, that's good.
Before. But the biggest problem I have is I can't find dry molasses out here. Any suggestions?
Well, there's certainly some feed stores and farm stores near you there, I would imagine.
And they don't know anything about dry molasses.
You're kidding.
It seems like. And, you know, back on the farm in Indiana, we use dry molasses in the cow feed a lot.
Sure. Well, that's kind of disappointing that a farm store wouldn't know anything about molasses. Well, if they can't help you, your only other alternative is to order mail order direct. And when you get big bulky bags, you know, that's you're paying a lot for the shipping, but that's your only other option.
All right. All right. Well, I thank you.
Good luck. Keep us posted. Those of you holding, hang on. I'll help you before I get away from here. And we'll see you next time. I thank all of you for being here. A lot of good questions and comments and everything today. Had a lot of fun with you. Again, check out our Facebook. Check out DirtDoctor.com. Get our newsletter. It's free. Just send us an email to info@DirtDoctor.com. And for those of you wanting to join the membership, it's the Organic Club of America. Enjoy your gardens, and don't forget to feed the birds.